three shows in the area. Tonight, I'm at the Pearl in Bonners Ferry with special guest Anna Tivell. And then tomorrow and Sunday, I'm doing a two-night run at DeLuna's, both Saturday and Sunday night, playing there. Night one, Saturday, will be featuring local musicians Ben Olson and Katie Archer, going by the name Ben and Katie. And then Sunday night, we have Bart Budwig, who's having his CD release party with me. So it's going to be a really fun weekend.
You know, I just got a copy of Bart's Budwig's CD, mm-hmm. and it's very sweet. Yes, it's really nice. I had no idea. He's a great musician and songwriter, so that's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. All these great songwriters you get to play with all over the country, really.
And there'll be some special guests on both nights as well, of course. I have a lot of good friends here in Sandpoint who are really talented. So,
yes, you do. Yeah. I wanted to reiterate that you'll be at the Pearl Theater tonight, and if people are interested in that, it probably starts about 7.
Yeah, I think 7:30 is
7:30. And if you're interested and you want to call right now, you can get ticket information at 208-610-2846. And then if you're interested in the DeLuna's concert, now we all know DeLuna's is probably the best listening venue mm-hmm. in our whole area. So what a treat to hear you and Ben and Katie on Saturday night and you and Bart Budwig on Sunday night in such a venue, because you're all astute songwriters.
Yeah, and those have been my favorite shows in Sandpoint, although I've had so many great ones here. My favorite ones have always been at DeLuna's. I think that it's a very relaxing room, and the sound is always great. And
it's a real treat.
Yeah.
As a singer-songwriter, you've been through it all. You've mm-hmm. been in crowded, noisy bars, and you even have some songs about those. You wanted to find your friend some love. But and then something like DeLuna's, so welcome to having a treat this weekend for you, too. And if you're interested in the DeLuna's concert on Saturday and Sunday night, you can call and make reservations for dinner or come to the venue, to the music venue only. The number is 263-0846.
Yeah, give them a call. The last two times I played there, it sold out. So we're trying it different this weekend, doing two shows. But give them a call just in case, play it safe and make sure you call ahead.
You're offering exceptional opportunities for people to hear. Three places, Pearl tonight up in Bonners Ferry, DeLuna's Saturday and Sunday night right here in Sandpoint.
And I will say this, I'm also offering for the DeLuna's show, both nights will be no repeat, so two unique sets. So not only do you get two unique openers, but it really makes sense to come to both because you'll get two completely different shows.
Yeah, we read about your a little bit of your travel information. Ben Olson and the Reader did a nice interview. Yeah, we have copies around. So
good.
It was a nice little feature.
Yeah. Cameron called me last week and we chatted.
It was about, Cameron. Great.
Yeah, but Ben and I had talked too. They were always really good to me at that paper. And last time I was here, last summer, we did I performed at the office, which was really fun.
That's right.
Yeah, it was like 1,000 degrees that day, but it was really fun.
Always fun up at the office. Well, so you've been on the road for a long time. You're going to take off for Colorado here pretty soon and then swing back home to where is home?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have Colorado is I have a new album out. It's a new live album recorded in Portland back in December. And it's been doing well. It has all the stories and the funny songs on it with also the serious songs. It's a full show from start to finish. And that came out in February, so I've been pushing that. The album is called John Craigie, Capricorn in Retrograde, .. Just Kidding, .. Live in Portland, which is a silly title that I'll be talking about more at the show. And that came out, and I have just one more week of shows before I end that release tour, and then it's just summer festivals after that.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
I do know that there's kind of two aspects or three aspects to what you do. Really nice work on the guitar, harmonica, things like that. Your songwriting, your voice, but also your storytelling. You're kind of getting that in reputation.
That's
pretty
good.
Solid. And people love that too.
Yeah. The live album is important because I don't want to do any storytelling on the studio album. It just comes off weird. But every couple of years I like to put out a live album with sort of my favorite stories that I've gathered over those years. And this one has a great fun collection of stories that some you've heard and some you haven't heard. So
some of the just plain songs are like stories too. True, they're just telling us something.
Yeah.
And it's always,
that's all I got.
That's all you got, huh? Okay. Well, you know, it'd be really nice to hear a little sample of your music. And just a reminder, while you get tuned up, I'll remind our listeners here at 88.5 KRFY that John Craigie is here live in the studios, and he will be playing tonight at the Pearl in Bonner's Ferry. You can call 610-2846. And Saturday and Sunday night at DeLuna's, you can call 263-0846. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your song?
I'll do, what you just heard was a song called Pictures on My Phone, which is from the album. And I'll do another one of the more popular songs from the album. And this is a humorous song about the baby that was born at Woodstock. It goes like this. You say your first concert was the Eagles back when you were 7. Your parents took you and it felt like heaven. Bust it down, kid, I'm about to be your hero. My first concert was Woodstock back when I was 0. I'm the Woodstock baby. I'm the Woodstock baby. I'm the Woodstock baby. My parents are cooler than yours. You say your dad plays guitar, he smokes a little pie. Your mom does yoga and she saw the dead once. When I was born, I let out a scream and Janis Joplin harmonized with me. I'm the Woodstock baby. I'm the Woodstock baby. Yeah. Oh, I'm the Woodstock baby. My parents are cooler than yours. Oh, yes, they are. Joan Baez is my godmother, yours is your aunt. Jimi Hendrix is my godfather, yours is your dad's friend, Sam. Richie Havens taught me how to ride a bike. Santana gave me guitar lessons back when I was 5. He was really messed up at the time. I'm the Woodstock baby. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. You say your mom's got a Simpsons tattoo on her thigh. Your dad was an extra in The Princess Bride. They buy you ice cream every chance they get. I tell you, boy, that ain't nothing, cause I'm the Woodstock, baby. I'm the Woodstock, baby. Oh, I'm the Woodstock, baby. My parents are cooler than yours. Ooh, I'm the Woodstock, baby. My parents are cooler than yours.
Woodstock Baby. That was done by John Craigie live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY.
Thank you.
Cool little song there, John.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. We could get into songwriting because you have such a unique approach. You take just ordinary, everyday ideas and kind of turn them into this extravagant thought process with music and everything.
Yeah. I think that that's what the road helps a lot. You get a lot of songs just based on your travels and your adventures and things you hear from people, things that you come up with. And that was always my favorite kind of songwriting, that it was about something, you know, not just, I never was much of a poet or flowery with my language, so it just needed to be about something.
The story.
Yeah, yeah.
The mundane, everyday thing. But in order to do that, you sort of have to pay attention and have your eye on that mundaneness almost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is just nothing, but it's really something.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
The mundane, yeah.
Yeah. And you're here in North Idaho again. And how is the road? I was reading one thing, I guess it was in the Reader actually, that you like to stay with people rather than staying in hotels. So.
Yeah. I mean, for just part of my research and also just because I'm a solo traveler, I do. I would rather stay on a couch or in a guest room as opposed to a hotel, not because of money reasons, just because it's the interaction that I crave, and I get a lot of good ideas from that. But I also just get a lot of company. because I spend the days alone driving, the afternoons alone prepping for the show. So not that I mind that, but it's nice to be able to have some interaction so you don't lose your mind. Yeah.
You are a people person, I'm sure.
I think, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm a little shy, but I think I prefer to be around people.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. And so when you're at a venue, and I've been at small venues, and the band will say, oh, does anybody have a place we can stay?
Yeah, yeah.
And someone will come forward, and sometimes it works out really good, and sometimes it's a little interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the point now where mostly it's people that I know. I'm not as adventurous as I was in my early 20s. But
now that you're a sort of elder.
Yeah, maybe.
Warrior on the road.
Yeah. But back then, you know, I'll say a hotel wasn't an option. You just didn't have that kind of money.
Right.
So back then you were a little more dependent on the people. But now it just becomes a way to reconnect with the friends you've stayed with in the past. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. You have a history now on the road, your road history. I'm sure you've gotten some great ideas from this last road trip and your CD release and live in Portland,
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
call it. And you can take those home and start writing some more.
Yeah, always, yeah.
And just keep going.
Yeah.
You're playing tonight at the Pearl, and you'll be with Anna Tivol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anna's a good friend of mine. If you haven't seen her, she's no stranger to Sandpoint. She's I knew her through playing violin with the Shook Twins on their last album, and also just touring with them. But then I got to see her do her own songs, which was really impressive, and she's become a good friend, and always I've definitely played with her many times, and just it's a really nice pairing. Just with her grace and her sweetness is a really nice way.
That's a nice way of saying it. Grace and sweetness.
Yeah, she's got grace.
Beautiful voice and exceptional songwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
And style.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And then we got, yeah, it's such a great weekend for me too, because not only do I get to play all these shows, but I'm treated to three performances by some of my favorite musicians. Ben Olson has always been one of my favorite local songwriters. And
one of ours too.
Yeah, yeah. And a good friend of mine.
And with Katie.
Yeah, yeah, which I haven't seen this particular. I know Katie well, too, but I just haven't seen this particular duo, so I'm excited for that. And then Bart is another great friend of mine I've known for about 10 years. And he just engineered. I have a new studio album that's coming out in the fall. He came down to Portland and engineered that, and he's just got a great ear. And his new album that he'll be releasing, he engineered himself, and it is amazing and really has a great vibe to it. They did it all the tape. He lives at a theater in Enterprise, Oregon. He lives at the, I don't know what it's called. It's a big theater that he lives in the back of it. And so, yeah, he'll tell you all. Yes, come Sunday, he'll tell you all about it. It's amazing.
Well, you know, he did the sound for this last Friday's KRFY benefit concert with the Little Smokies. Did a great job on the sound. He really knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a really nice guy. Yeah, and yeah. Then he handed me his CD, and yeah. I listened to it. It's exceptional.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good.
I didn't know what to expect because I had never heard of him. So, you know, one of the things that really strikes me is all the great musicians that are out there just roaming around and doing your thing. That's pretty neat. It's changed quite a bit. It's different. But so what I'm saying basically is people going out and listening to live original music is it's kind of like the sponsorship idea from the old days. You're not going to make it rich by selling 1.5 million albums. You're going to, and you don't care about really getting rich, but you'd like to support your art that you're doing.
Yeah.
And the way that we can, as listeners and fans, is to go out and listen to you play and pay a little ticket price. But I'll tell you, that is so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that supporting live musicians. Well, they're all live, but to supporting musicians in a live venue is a good thing to do. We'll just say that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hear another song.
Cool. I'll do another song off the new album. And this is just more of a sweeter song about being from California, which is that's where I was born and raised. I'm fairly new to Portland. And as much as I love the travel and I love the Northwest, California will call to you every now and then. And this is a song about that. You try to drown your sorrow
You shouldn't have taught them how to swim, and now you are right back where you began. Winter skies approaching, all alone in the wasteland. Alone is the only way that they let you in. So drink all my wine, cut all my trees, make love on my beach, yeah, smoke all my weed. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you'll always want me. And we struggle with our lovers. We don't know what to let in, because the new ones pay for the old ones' sins. Blinded by your shadows, faded all your love, you don't know how deep you are until you get pulled back up. So drink all my wine, cut all my trees, make love on my beach, yeah, smoke all my weed. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you'll always want me. Yeah, I dig all my gold, soak in my springs, conquer my mountains if that's what you need. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you'll always want me. Yeah, you'll always want me. 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 Yeah, you'll always want me. You'll always want me. You'll always want me. Oh, whoa.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice song.
Thanks.
And that is kind of a true spirit of California in that song. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's where you were born. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was born in Santa Monica, California. I lived in the southwest California, right by the airport as a child. And then I went to Santa Cruz. And then I lived there for a while. And then I was up in the Bay. And then a town called Ukiah. I was kind of all over the
When did you pick up the guitar and start singing 16. And writing? Okay, so you really knew at that point, pretty much. I'm moving in this direction.
Yeah, I wanted to. I was obsessed with music always, but in that, this was the 90s, and music was very big, like rock bands. And there weren't, this is right pre Jewel and pre that kind of thing. That was, I think that was maybe a little bit later 90s, but I was, you know, Nirvana and Pearl Jam were big. So it just didn't seem that realistic to me to make music the way I was. And I didn't know about Bob Dylan or anything. I was uneducated on that thing. And so when I got the guitar, it took a little while to kind of figure out what I would do with it. But late 90s, I started to see more songwriters. That was Tracy Chapman, yeah, Jewel. All these people started coming out that were, that was, it was cool to be someone with a guitar.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're in the studios of KRFY at 88.5 with John Craigie, who is visiting and going to be playing three nights in our North Idaho area tonight at the Pearl Theater. You can call 610-2846 for ticket information. The Pearl is a beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. Really nice. You're going to have fun up there. And then Saturday and Sunday night opening, Ben and Katie will be opening on Saturday night at DeLuna's. And Sunday it will be Bart Budwig opening for John Craigie.
Yes.
Also at DeLuna's. You can call 263-0846 for information about that. One of the things I was thinking about while you were talking, you mentioned you didn't know Dylan, but something about you reminds me of Dylan.
Oh yeah. Well, once I found it, I felt that connection, that kindred spirit. I think Dylan, we're all pulling from a similar place, you know, a similar American, Woody Guthrie kind of thing. And, that it kind of transcends music. It's more of an attitude. Mm-hmm. And so when I found him and Arlo Guthrie and John Prine, I felt that kinship of just in all humbleness, of how we looked at the world, mm-hmm. and how we, our sense of humor and our sense of sarcasm. So it wasn't until I was about 17 or 18 that I got the Free Will and Bob Dylan. And that was really something I said, oh yeah,
that's a good way to
this
start.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Right there.
So that was, that really helped shape me a lot as far as how you could do it. But I immediately felt the connection of a similar worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That similarity is there, but it's, you have your own unique sound. It's, yeah. It's unique. It's individual. So it's hard to compare,
yeah,
but there's,
it's
influences.
An easy,
so
yeah.
Much can influence us, you know, mm-hmm. A beautiful sunny morning can influence something.
Yeah.
So, it's good to have that foundation of Woody Guthrie, John Prine, Bob Dylan, and is streaming through your creative endeavor.
Yeah.
As you move forward. I guess we can continue on and hear another song if
sure.
you're so willing.
Yeah. Yeah, let's
and
do
then
it.
We'll wrap it up. And
yeah, let's do one more.
This is John Craigie, by the way, and this is KRFY 88.5. We're live in the studio because John's playing all over the place this weekend in our North Idaho area. We'll tell you about that after this next song.
The North Idaho takeover. And
yeah, how lucky are we?
I'm so excited to be at the. This is the first time I've got to headline the Pearl. I've opened for Shook Twins twice there.
Mm-hmm.
The last two Thanksgiving weekends, they've been asking me to come back, and it just didn't work out until now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll close. This is a song I always like to close with, and it's an older song of mine about speaking of Bob Dylan and relations to him. This is a song about a guy I met who told me that he wrote "Mr. Tambourine Man" by Bob Dylan, and that Bob Dylan stole it from him. And so this song is a co-write between me and that drunk guy in that bar. Not sure if it was true what he said, but he said some other really great and deep things, so here's what we thought. I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man. That little man ain't nothing but a thief. Oh, but I don't care at all. I was destined to be poor, and I was destined to stay in this city. And New Orleans in the morning after Mardi Gras is like the sweetest hangover you ever saw. All the buildings sag, beads hang from the trees in the pink sky dawn. I stumbled to Lafitte's in the corner of the bar, a notepad and a pen, a little hair of the dog. I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man. When the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your job. Yeah, yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free anymore. And I hate a song where the singer is mad at their ex. They said they always love them, now they've gone. I've been left and they complaining. They whine,
They want them to come back home, but I say out of 7 billion people, let the ones who don't love you go. When the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your old job. Yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free anymore. Yeah, never trust a musician who plays with their eyes open. All the good stuff happens when they're closed. You gotta give yourself the shivers before you can give them to someone else. So I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man and I left it in the dust. The perfect song is the song that you only got to play once. I don't want to be no dinosaur blaming the asteroid for my strife. I might have been born yesterday, but I've been up all night. Oh, when the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your job. Yeah, yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free anymore. Yeah, yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free, oh, anymore.
And that was, I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man with yes. John Craigie live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. John will be playing at the Pearl Theater tonight. The opener will be Anna Tivel, really fantastic songwriter. And you can call 208-610-2846 for the information about that concert tonight at the Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry. And Saturday night and Sunday night, John, you're playing at DeLuna's, 2630846, to find out more about that. And that's really great. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate your presence in our studios here. It's always fun, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. Yeah, all Craigie aside, these three shows, if no other reason, the other musicians on them, I'd be going to these shows anyway.
I know.
Tivel, Ben and Katie, and Bart Bubbig, you can't lose, so come on out.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. We're going to go back into Otto's Eclectic Mix, and this is, again, 88.5 KRFY, Community Radio for North Idaho. Thanks for listening to the live interview with John Craigie. And this is a John Craigie song, Preservation Hall.
All right, nice.
Off good from call. The album...
The Apocalypse is Over.
Live in Portland. The Apocalypse is Over. You're right. Here you go. Thank you.
Yes.